Hazur, there is a verse in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hajrat. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la yaskar qawman. Surah Hajrat.
Hujarat.
Sorry, Hujarat, yeah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la yaskar qawman min qawmin asa an yakunu khairum minhum wala nisa'um min nisa'in asa an yakunna khairum minhunna. Why, sir? I mean, I thought in common is nisa'in is included. Why that is mentioned separately?
Because nisa have a special tendency to do this. You know, this common is qawm is mentioned, the peoples or tribes or castes, because the various peoples have some prides as such. For instance, the Nazism is based on this ideology that a certain race is superior to others. Similarly, some castes have some prides. For instance, Rajputs think that this is our special sphere of pride and nobody else shares with us as we do. I mean, can boast of it as we do. Similarly, some other castes and tribal systems have their own points of prides. Now, as long as those prides are held to themselves and they help them guard certain good values, there is no harm. But when they come to clash with others and deride others and say that you are deprived of such values and only we are the holders of such values, in that case, it becomes a pride which Allah does not like. Allah hates His people, His servants, to be arrogant. This becomes arrogance. So they are forbidden because this is generally found happening among the people and nations. And as I have noted, pointed out, the Nazi case, sometimes it becomes a source of danger for the whole mankind. Supremacy of certain race, this concept, as it happened earlier, again it can happen again, that such a concept is followed by certain people and then they play havoc with the peace of the whole world, and such a thing is already in the offing now. And this concept is the supremacy of the Jewish race. And they have been working quietly and perseverantly to have control of the rest of the world on the premise that Jewish people are the best people, best provided by Allah, best gifted by Allah, and it is for them to rule the entire world. So a sort of Nazism is even longer rooted in the case of Jews. Not all Jews, but those who are called Zionists. Yes. So this again is becoming a source of danger. Now, this is understandable. Now you want to know, when ladies also come into this, they are a part of the people, why should their name be taken differently, separately? But now when I have explained, the ladies don't come in the picture at all, because it's a different issue. Their male or female issues are not involved. I mean, when you speak of racialism and racial superiorities, there is nothing of the character of ladies involved in it. It is a special different trait which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, which has nothing to do with the racial superiorities. When the ladies take pride, it is their individual tendency, which is not found generally in men, or at least is not as pronounced in men as in ladies. Ladies, as individuals, have a tendency to deride other ladies, to mock other ladies, and to giggle at other ladies. They find even sometimes they giggle at such mean and small things as a shabby dress, or a habit out of fashion, or way of speaking. You know, all these small things. So, because this trait is found individually, more among the ladies than men, sometimes men also indulge in this. I mean, there are no exceptions. But generally speaking, ladies suffer much more from this ill and or vice than men do. So particularly, it has been pointed to them that don't do it. And again, it is not a small affair, because in a large number of cases, many a wedding has been destroyed, many a peaceful atmosphere of a house has been shattered because of this habit. Such ladies, when they become mothers-in-laws, they become instrumental in severing the ties between her own son and her own daughter-in-law. And they play havoc with the peace of the future generations by deriding not only the lady which has been brought in marriage to her son, but also the entire family. They go on censuring them, finding faults with them, taking pride that in our family we eat better. In your family, when we went there, this was the food. You eat such food, and so on and so forth, and so forth. So these meannesses have caused enough havoc with the human society. And in such cases, hardly you will find that men are involved in such petty cases of differences and family quarrels and so on. Most often than not, it is the ladies who are involved. So the Holy Quran points out very correctly. The finger is pointing at where the ill lies. And these are the two regions from which many a suffering for a human being has originated. So the Holy Quran very correctly points out to the evil where it belongs.